Arabic letters are either full mouth or empty mouth. We also give them the name الحروف المفخمة for full mouth letters and الحروف المرققة for empty mouth letters. And today, we'll talk about a very common mistake related to تفخيم or full mouth letters, which is, in my opinion, a very widespread problem. First of all, the letters of تفخيم are 7. They form the phrase خص ضغط قض. And in order to add تفخيم to them, you need to fill your entire mouth with the sound of the letter, which is done by, first, lowering or relaxing the tongue, depending on the letter, and making your mouth as hollow or big from the inside as possible. This will make sure that the sound will be full and will give the proper effect. And right here is where some people misinterpret the concept of making your mouth bigger. So the mistake happens when they start shaping their mouths in an O form, in an attempt to make their mouths as hollow as possible. But as a side effect, they would be adding an O sound to the letter, which is not supposed to happen. Let's take this word as an example. This word is not خير. Now, that is an empty mouth خ. That is not correct. And at the same time, it is not خير. خير. That is adding an O to the beginning of the letter, and that is not correct either. But we should pronounce this word as خير. خير. The mouth is open, but the lips are not rounded, and there is no O added to the beginning of the word. And the problem is that for some learners, this mistake goes too far to the point that they literally add an O when they transliterate words in Arabic. Like when writing, جزاكم الله خيرا. Now, I've seen so many brothers and sisters write this word with an O in it, while in fact, there is no ضمّة or O in the entire word. The خاء has فتحة on top of it, so that's why we say خاء, خيرا, خيرا, not خيرا. That is not the same. And for clarity, I'm not talking about that it is a mistake to write an O in a word, but writing an O in this position is an indication that you're pronouncing it wrong. That's why it is highly recommended that you practice getting over this type of mistakes in front of a mirror, so that you're able to see your own mouth movement, to make sure that your lips look like this, not like that. Let's see how this mistake sounds in context and how it sounds like when it is properly pronounced. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ. Now, at this point, you should be able to hear the mistake in this word. Now, let's see how it should sound like.
وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ.
One more example.
وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدَهُ.
So notice here, I didn't say وَقَالُوا. I said وَقَالُوا. And here, I didn't say أَتَّخَذْتُمْ. That is not correct. That is adding a dhamma on the kha. That is not correct. I said,
قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ. أَتَّخَذْتُمْ.
So, in conclusion, adding full mouth trade to a letter doesn't mean adding wow to it, or rounding your lips so that you can produce the effect. Instead, opening your mouth a bit more, lowering your tongue where applicable, will give the sound the room to produce the proper effect. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Qur'an, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.